You're tuned to 89.1 WGLT.org. I'm Laura Kennedy with this WGLT Datebook. The circus has come to town. Only in this instance, the aerialists, clowns, animals, and more are strictly virtual as part of an online exhibition from the Jan Brandt Gallery. With the gallery closed due to the shelter-in-place order, Brandt decided to move the show online. Dubbed Big Top, the exhibition features circus-themed works from several local artists. Brandt began work on the show a year ago, including planning an opening that was to be high-spirited and fun. Then reality crashed in.
I had ordered 75 boxes of Cracker Jacks and had been researching different recipes. I was going to have a cotton candy making machine, which now would be so inappropriate with, you know, passing along germs. I had been in contact with someone who used to work with Gamma Phi Circus, so we were hopefully going to have some performers show up during the opening. I had banners, all kinds of things. So it seemed that if you're going to have a circus show, you have to really put on a little bit of a spectacle.
Well, due to the pandemic, that spectacle got put on hold rather abruptly, and so you had to essentially make a sudden pivot to put the show online and cancel the opening, and now you've got a lot of Cracker Jack that you're going to be eating for the next 80 years.
Right.
Jan, tell me, why originally did you want to do an exhibition that focused on the circus?
There's a part of me was always interested in it, and I think personally there are many layers of the theme that are attractive to me. The idea of these people living in a community and wondering how does that work as they travel from town to town, the costuming and the fabrics, the way that patterns and colors are put together for circus costumes and tents that we don't see every day. And those really appeal to me. Also, I have to say the circus history in my hometown of Bloomington, Illinois, that has always fascinated me. To hear these stories about, you know, you go by Emerson Street and, oh, that used to be the barn where the Flying Wards would practice. And, you know, remembering that or trying to imagine what that was like. My father-in-law, Bill Brandt, is 95, and his sister, Donna Maurer, is 97. And they have both talked to me. They remember going with their father to downtown to the old YMCA, and there would be shows in the winter where the circus performers, mostly the aerialists, would practice, and they would let people in to watch. And then, of course, Gamma Phi, our history of Gamma Phi being born here through ISU, you know, that's just another great touchstone of history and the circus. So there are just so many layers. It gives you everything. It gives you joy, thrill. It's a little scary sometimes. There's some romance when you think about what happens with, you know, all those people in those beautiful outfits. Do any of them end up together? Those are just a few of the things that interest me about it.
Well, when you decided to gather material for an exhibition focusing on the circus, how did you go about selecting the artists you wanted to represent in this show?
Well, first of all, Danelle Dvorak, who is a good friend of mine,
she's curator over at the Joe McCauley Gallery at Heartland Community College.
Yes, she is. And so very supportive of our community of artists here in town. And we get to talking, and she had done some work with circus theme work back, I don't remember if it was the late 80s or the 90s, but with Tony Preston Shrek at ISU. And I had told her I had done some lithographs after researching at the circus collection at Milner Library. And I had done some things on the Ward family. So we compared our images, and this was over a year ago, and we decided, let's put something together. So I picked some people that were artists that had been friends when they went to ISU together, because I thought it would be a good opportunity for a reunion. And then I asked three friends of mine that were friends together, that because I thought it would be fun for them to be together in a show. So a big part of it was, yes, I was very interested in the quality of their artwork. I'd never really seen that they'd done circus-themed items, but I wanted to see what they did with it. And it was this idea of having this community come together as artists and to see what happened. If we said, hey, do you want to be part of the circus? Do you want to run away to the circus with me?
Well, when they did start running away, what sort of themes popped up in the artwork that got created for this show?
Danelle, for one, she seemed to be very taken with the idea of the movement and the physique of the animals and the performers. You can just imagine the motion of one of the acts, whether it be an aerialist or a horse rider. The animals really come through, and the skill and the bravery of the people involved. With me, I became really interested in this idea of funny girls as girls, as clowns, because usually it's a male-dominated profession. You don't see a lot of girl clowns. It seemed really simple, but then as I started doing it, making each one, I thought, wow, why aren't girls usually clowns? And why are so many people afraid of clowns? Is it because a lot of them are males, and are people more wary of males? And, you know, just some of these deeper things started coming through as I was making them, questions that would come to the surface that I really didn't know at the onset. And so I just had fun with that. David Dow, one of my good friends, he made a beautiful mask with multicolored beads, and it's just gorgeous. I'm just so glad that he offered to make a piece. And then Jim Neely has made a couple of pieces, even using things at hands like Bounty towels. You know, it's kind of interesting what people are, you know, going to. It's like, well, I'll make something, and gosh, this is what I have on hand. But they're very, very beautiful, and you wouldn't even think that they were more low-key materials. It's, you know, they still come off as very finished and beautiful. Jeannie Breitweiser, who has been involved in making props for plays for many years in our community, she's made a beautiful mask that has almost a Venetian look for it. Maggie Morton, who's a curator at the Art Center, McLean County Art Center, has made a beautiful pastel of a clown with a big smile, and the title is You're Pretty When You Smile. Britton Trauber, who sent images of a series of photography that she did of in the back lots of Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey before they closed. Those are just really beautiful. And, you know, there's a little bit of a sadness to them knowing that this circus has now closed. So I'm really glad she sent those.
Well, you've also invited the public to take part in this online exhibition.
On my Facebook gallery page, and there's an event, I've asked if people want to, you know, maybe together as a family, maybe they're going to do a game where they role play and someone's a tightrope walker and someone's a clown, somebody's an elephant. You know, they could take pictures of their get-ups, or they could, you know, tell us about how that went, or they can recreate characters in the circus that they come up with. Any kind of interactive thing.
Jan, when word came down from the state that people were supposed to shelter in place and non-essential businesses were closing, there you were on the verge of having a show with a big opening. What was that like for you when you got that word? Were you terribly upset?
I was. I think probably like many of us that first week, it was like, okay, well, maybe it'll still be happening. Then the second week, it's like, I don't know. The third week, it's like, even if they lift this, I'm not going to do this. It didn't seem the right thing to do. You know, that it's just not right to have big groups of people. Then, you know, it was sort of a feeling of entropy. It's like, what do I do with this? And, oh, I made so much artwork, and I've had all these other people make artwork. What do I do? And I just didn't know what to do. But I will say, my friend Jim Neely, who has two pieces in this show, he sent me a message and he said, you know, what's the status? What are you going to do? And I'm like, I don't know. Is it appropriate? Is it appropriate to, you know, show artwork about the circus and try to get people happy as a diversion? You know, it's very serious what is happening. And, you know, I was just going through all these emotions. I have quite a few autoimmune conditions, and I'm one of those people who has underlying conditions, and I have many loved ones who also do, and, you know, I'm scared about it. it's a real struggle to just try and decide, well, you know, how do we go on? What is the right way to forge on? And so it wasn't done lightly, like, oh, it doesn't matter, just go on with the show. It was something that I struggled with. And I am really glad, though, that my friend Jim said, now art and community are more important now than ever. And what better to have, you know, for your gallery to bring the circus to town. So I'm very thankful for him to, you know, bringing that up to me and kind of saying, it's okay. It's okay to go ahead and do this. It's okay to try and figure out what the new normal is.
That's gallery owner Jan Brandt. You can see photos of the works from Big Top at our website, wglt.org. I'm Laura Kennedy.